This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this hour of Wake Up Call presented by Rocket Mortgage. Ready for a new home? Rocket can. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Bob Soucy joins us, the play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots, continuing our previews this week. How are you, Bob?
Hey, Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good. All right, so let's get right to it here. This quarterback issue between Mac Jones and Cam Newton, you're a lot closer to the nucleus of this story than all of us around the country. How real is it? How intense is it? Is it a bigger deal than we're making?
Well, it's a big deal here, that's for sure. And I think that while a lot of people assume that Cam Newton would be the starter, because Bill Belichick on a couple of different occasions from the spring through the early portion of training camp has said Cam is our starter, but he's also made sure to provide the disclaimer that every starter, every player has to reestablish his position on the team. And I think what's happened in Mac Jones's case is that the accelerated learning pace for him has exceeded, I think, what the coaches expected. They threw a lot at him in the spring. He handled all of it. He's shown poise. He's shown resilience, the ability to learn and improve on his mistakes from practice to practice, period to period, reps to reps. And then, of course, going into training camp, that set him up nicely in case Cam faltered or Mac really, made a charge. And while the competition has been fairly even, you're talking about a guy who's a veteran, been around in the NFL for a long time, and a rookie who continues to grasp everything they try to teach him. And then, of course, in the last week, Cam, because of what was stated as a misunderstanding by the team nonetheless, was found in violation of the NFL's COVID-19 protocols and therefore had to miss 3 days of practice, including a very important joint practice session with the Giants on Wednesday. And Mac Jones was sensational in that practice against the Giants. Yesterday, more up and down, but I think it was enough to crack that door open a little bit more for Jones in this case. Cam let off yesterday, but we also saw Mac get out there with extensive work with the regulars too. So in terms of the rep distribution, Cam went first, but Mac got more, and also of note, he took a lot of those snaps with starters.
Can you highlight a little bit of this offseason, because it was so uncharacteristic of the Patriots to go on this spending spree and acquiring so many assets? Which assets do you see are more important for where this team wants to go, and which ones are you sort of excited or have been excited about seeing?
Yeah, certainly it's a reflection of deficiencies that were pretty apparent really the last couple of years. Wide receiver, tight end in particular, worst production at tight end. And this is a team, of course, that really mastered the two tight end system in 2010-11, that part of the Patriots run here under Belichick with Gronkowski, Gaynor, and Hernandez at the time. But they had no production from the tight end position in essence the last 2 years. And I think that was a target area, certainly. But even beyond that, the front seven, I mean, people in the Nashville area, I know where we work out of in Tennessee, saw Derrick Henry and the Titans, run over the Patriots in the AFC playoffs a couple of years ago. And the last year we saw them get gashed by teams that didn't have nearly that kind of running attack, like Buffalo and Miami late in the season. So they really needed to shore up the front seven. And I think they did that through free agency, uncharacteristically, in terms of the number of dollars they spent and the number of players on whom they spent it. Belichick occasionally has gone into the market, like with Stephon Gilmore, and made a splash for one player. But generally, the Patriots wait for everybody else to spend, and then they try to pick up bargain values. This past year, $300 million plus in contracts in free agency, $170 million of it guaranteed. They got guys to come here from other organizations like Matthew Judon, who will have a big impact on the front seven. He's been fantastic thus far in camp and preseason. They re-signed key players along that defensive line. They brought back some linebackers, including Dante Hightower, returning from an opt-out last year. And they re-signed Kyle Van Noy after he was let go by Miami. And he had a nice run here for them. And I think their front seven defensively is going to make a big difference on that side of the ball. And then offensively, they should be a good running team, a team that tries to control tempo with the running game and the short passing game, channel through the tight ends. The only problem right now with the tight end situation is that they haven't been on the field a whole lot, because both Hunter Henry with a shoulder and Jonnu Smith with an ankle issue have missed either practice time or preseason game time or both. The wide receiver position is still an area of concern, I think. They signed Nelson Agholor and Kendrick Bourne in the offseason to free agent contracts, but Jacoby Myers, who was an undrafted free agent who really emerged the second half of last year, remains really their most consistent player at that spot.
We don't see Josh McDaniels play call without Tom Brady very rarely, the time in Denver with the Rams. How has he adapted? What was some things you noticed last year about the way he had to call the offense without a guy that had been around him for so long?
Yeah, there were certainly some pages that were in last year's playbook that we hadn't seen before, and there were a lot fewer pages as well from the rest of that playbook for the Patriots last year with Cam. You know, the thing about last year, too, with Cam that it is of note, I think, that really it never allowed this offense to even, you know, find any way is that, number one, he didn't sign until the doorstep of training camp. He signed in July. Number two, he missed time early in the season. They missed about 2 weeks of practice time because of, you know, breakout with COVID, including Cam's positive test. And I think that kind of set them back in a significant way that they never recovered from. And then there were lots of other issues associated with, you know, his mechanics that fell into disarray, the lack of weapons around him, et cetera. But Josh, I think, tried to compensate. We saw a lot of design runs, especially that first week against Miami, taking advantage of, you know, Cam's strength, and that is his strength as an inside runner at quarterback. And we saw him last year have success, particularly in the red zone. The Seattle game, the Patriots got stopped on the final carry by Cam Newton, but they were in that position because of what Newton had done earlier, combining some deep balls to Julian Edelman, but also that, you know, that ability, you know, to take the direct snap out of the gun and power his way into the end zone those first couple of weeks of the season. As the year went along, though, we saw that kind of taper off a bit, and teams started to play eight men in the box. I think the Patriots faced, you know, eight-man fronts about half the season, and they really couldn't overcome it. They just couldn't pass the ball effectively enough, consistently enough to overcome it. So Josh was really hamstrung last year by a lot of different factors. I think when you look at the two quarterbacks this year, Cam seems like he's in a better rhythm, more comfortable, more confident, doing some of the things that the Patriots expect of their quarterbacks that we have seen always in this offense. But he also can do some other things, you know, in terms of the running game. Whereas with Mac Jones, I think there's the potential for Josh McDaniels to take some of those running concepts out of the playbook for the quarterback specifically, and then expand the passing game to kind of what we saw with Brady, with a lot of those quick strikes, because he's a guy that really has a good pre-snap idea of where he wants to go with the ball. He's got a quick release. He's very accurate. And I think that, you know, he's suited for this offense, whether it's sooner or later.
Bob, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. You do a magnificent job calling those Patriot games. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Hey, Tony, I really appreciate your time and patience. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Bob Soucy, again, play-by-play voice of the Patriots, wrapping up this hour and wrapping up this week of our AFC East previews. All right, we'll be back next week with more NFL fun. And don't forget the college games starting this weekend as the UCLA Bruins are in action and UConn and Fresno State. Yes, college football starting this weekend. It is Wake Up Call, Sportsmap Radio.